Yeah, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We're now welcoming to the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing? Good.
I'm doing okay. Certainly a difficult road swing for you guys, a 90-63 loss up at Hofstra, and then certainly a hard-fought game, a game you were in till the end at Northeastern before losing by 12. Before we look ahead, just give me your view on those two games last week.
Well, you know, a tough road swing for us against two really good basketball teams. I thought we played three halves very well. Didn't play very well in the second half against Hofstra. They got going, got confident on the offensive end, and, you know, happy with how we competed on Saturday, you know, against a really good basketball team in Northeastern. Had a three-point lead at half, back-and-forth battle in the second half. Unfortunately, we didn't get it done. It's great to be back home for two in a row coming up. You know, we started conference play with 5 out of 8 on the road, and to be 4-4 with where we are with some of our bodies, you know, I feel pretty good about that. And, again, we got to have, like Earl said, we got to have two good days of practice against a heck of a challenge for us on Thursday night.
Northeastern is vaulted to first place in the league. I know you certainly saw the 71% shooting that they had against William and Mary, and then they shoot 66 in the second half against you guys. What has made them so efficient on offense?
Well, you know, I think the point guard that they have from the transfer from San Diego really starts with him. Plays with a great pace. He's very unselfish. You know, they got weapons too. They got multiple guys that can step up and make shots, and they spread the floor and confident three-point shooting team. You know, Bill's a terrific coach. They run some good sets, and you know, it's kind of pick your poison how you want to guard them. Play man, play zone, you know, load to Pasicha and try to take him away, but they got other guys that have stepped up, and so we had the game right where we wanted it with our tempo and pace, but they stepped up and made some timely threes that really kind of broke our back. But a good team, very disciplined, extremely well coached, and really playing well right now.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to talk about your star freshman in Ryan Allen, 16 points in both games last week, leading all CA freshmen in scoring. And did you expect him to have the kind of impact that he's having? And I know you've battled some injuries, so did you expect to have to play him the kind of minutes that you're playing him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in an ideal world, I don't know if I would love to be playing him 37 minutes a game, but with where our numbers are right now, you know, he and Ryan Daly and Anthony Mosley, they're it's hard to take those guys out of the game. You know, we recruited Ryan Allen as an instant impact guy for us. There was an opportunity to come in and play right away. I think he's growing as a guard, and the experience is obviously helping him, and we need that out of him. You know, we need him to be aggressive on the offensive end. He's got the green light. He can score from all three levels. I do think he's learning how to play with some other good players, and the chemistry with he and Ryan Daly and Anthony Mosley is improving on a daily basis. And he's a guy that can find the net. And again, you can never have too many guys like that. You can never have enough guys like that that just make tough shots. He's really a energy, confidence guy for us. He gives us an edge. You know, love where he is in his development, and he continues to get more and more confident with each game.
Are there any parallels or any comparisons to the freshman year he's having compared to the freshman year that Ryan Daly had a year ago?
You know, I think statistically, you know, they're kind of on par with how he's scoring it in conference play, playing a lot of minutes, is shooting it well from the three-point line. He gives us another weapon that we need on the offensive end. But again, those guys are taking advantage of an opportunity, just like Ryan Daly did last year. You know, wasn't starting in the beginning of the year, started his conference play, and he continued to get more and more confident as the season went on, just like Ryan Allen is. And, you know, I have to do a really good job of managing those guys throughout the next 6 weeks because they're playing so many minutes. And I think if there's a good thing with our Thursday-Saturday schedule is you got a Sunday-Monday to really get some guys some rest and work on some fundamentals and skill and then come back and have two good days of practice. That's kind of how we have utilized the weeks leading into Thursday games. But, you know, Ryan, he's taking advantage of an opportunity. He's playing well. He's getting more and more confident, and hopefully continues to progress like Ryan Daly did last year.
Your depth got a little bit better over the weekend with Jacob Cushing coming back after missing 10 games. How much will that help, and how close to 100% is he after having 10 games off?
Yeah, that is very important for us. You know, we were playing with seven bodies and trying to manage it as best we could. It's nice to have another body in the mix. You know, Jacob was practicing with us for the last couple of weeks. He didn't really get cleared to play until last Wednesday to be able to practice. So it's nice for him to just get back into a practice routine. I think he's getting more and more comfortable with wearing the mask. But he's a guy that helps us because of his versatility on the perimeter. He could play the wing position. He could play a second big position. He stretches the floor. He can open up some driving areas for our perimeter guys. So we got to continue to get him in there and get him more comfortable. He was playing well for us at the end of the season last year. Again, you know, not playing for 5 weeks has hurt him, but hopefully a good week of practice and we can get more out of him heading into this weekend.
After playing five of your first eight conference games on the road, you get home this week with Charleston on Thursday and Hofstra, a rematch with Hofstra on Saturday, teams that, again, you're familiar with. Just talk about the matchup with Charleston and some of the keys in that game for you.
Yeah, I mean, we got a heck of a challenge Thursday night. Again, preseason favorite in our league, really good basketball team. They got great balance on the offensive end. You know, in my opinion, they got the best guard in the league, experienced guard with Chile, who kind of stirs the drink for them. And we have a challenge to try to slow him down. And Riller has played very well. He's an explosive guard. Obviously, Brantley's back. It looks like he's getting healthier each week. And so that three-headed monster is going to be a challenge for us. I do like... We played well in our building. Hopefully we can continue to keep that up. You know, we've won two in a row against two good basketball teams, and then we'll focus on Hofstra at about 9:30 on Thursday night if we can somehow find a way to win. But you know, you're familiar with them. Again, like I think Earl said, you know, we got into a pretty good flow against Charleston down at third place, and you had a tough second half scoring the basketball. But you know, they're really good. They're experienced. He does a great job with them. They know how to win. You know, it'll be a challenge for us to get in a good flow from an offensive standpoint because they are one of the better defensive teams in our league. So again, it's we're excited to get back out there. It's good to be home. We feel like we've been on the road for a little while, so it's good to be back into our building.
All right, Martin, thanks for taking time with us here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob. Have a good day.